Lie back, relax, get comfy. I have something to tell you, something that might change your life forever. Just breathe, focus, let your stress wash away. This is a safe space, a happy space. A space where you can just unwind and let it all wash over you. No responsibilities or cares or things to worry about for this time with me and my voice. Just peace and the truths and realities that I will reveal to you. You hear my voice. Feel every word and suggestion. You love it, don't you? You trust it. So just accept it. Suspend your disbelief and your cynicism for a moment and just listen. Follow. Sink. Your mind is much more susceptible to change and transformation than you think. It's true. Even outside of trance, so much of your mindset is influenced by the things around you. Other people, advertisements, schooling, training, culture. They're all forms of conditioning that slowly change the way you think or feel about things. So slow that you sometimes don't even notice it. And you think it's just the way it's always been. Your mind is like clay, and every outside influence is another touch, molding you into something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. We are all the sum of those little molding experiences. That is what determines the shape of our minds, the way we think and act and feel. Trance simply takes the effect of those molding experiences and ramps it up. Bypassing that hard outer shell of your consciousness to mold that soft, gooey center of your subconscious. And instead of a single, tiny nudge in the right shape, trance takes that malleable clay form and squashes it, stretches it, squeezes it, and teases it into a particular shape. And it's so good at doing so that you've already been feeling it, slowly starting to work on you. Say it with me. Feel it with me. Squash. Stretch, squeeze, tease. Feel your mind molding with it, shaped by trance, putting dents into the hard outline of your psyche, reducing that clear form into something more indistinct, but with so much more potential to be reshaped into something new, something better. Go along with it. You don't need to hold the same shape you always have. Over time, all things will gradually change that ball of clay into a different form, denting and reworking it over and over and over until something new is achieved. But with trance, you can let that happen faster. Give up the reluctance you might have towards that change, and just let your mind reduce down to flexible, moldable clay, opening yourself up to the possibilities. Feel it. Say it. Squash. Stretch. Squeeze. Tease. Feels right. Like all the things you once took for granted are now just leaving you, as you revert back to a formless pile of wet mental clay. Only the barest outline of your old mind. It feels so good, so right. All of the tension and stress and history that was held by and resulted in the shape of your old mind is gone now. All that remains is formless pleasure and potential, and squash, stretch, squeeze, tease. Say it yourself. Feel it with every word as you revert back to featureless clay. Squash, stretch, squeeze, tease, squash, stretch, squeeze, tease. Your mind, not quite a liquid, but soft and flowing. No resistance, no thoughts, just moldable and malleable as wet, worked clay, ready and willing to become anything my trance directs you to be. Ready and willing to mold and transform. Because it feels so good to be molded. Feels so good to experience that squash, stretch, squeeze, tease, massaging your mind. There is no end to the potential and possibility in an unformed lump of clay. No end to the pleasure of this gradual mental transformation. It feels so good to have your mind worked by my hand. The squash, stretch, squeeze, tease, taking you down deeper. It's something you yearn for, not just this trance and this experience of sinking and reshaping, transforming yourself, but indeed the position, the power, the pleasure of working with your hands. Working with your hands on something feels so satisfying, doesn't it, bro? The simplicity and repetition and skill of interfacing with the natural and the physical through these materials, and just letting all the thoughts and complexity drop away. Because even in the most complex procedure or artwork or craft, the baseline acts are so blissed out and simple. Muscle and tools, cutting, carving, moving, removing, sculpting, redefining, and on and on. And actions that you just resonate with. Just simple motions of the hand and the body, repeating it over and over and seeing yourself get better every time. So zen, so gratifying, so similar to working out and getting bigger with the bros. The motions repeating, rep after rep, getting into the zone, feeling that glow of coming closer and closer to the completion of a project, and then being able to move on and still feel that rush, bro. It all feels natural. All feels just right. Like your body, your brain, your being wants to grow, wants to move, and wants to create. When your body is in tune and your mind is tuned out to everything but the materials of the world around you, it's like nature itself opens up and takes you in. Everything entering that flow state. Harmonious, beefy, buff bro building and breaking with the power and pleasure of his hands, entering into the most satisfied state he possibly could, making the world in his image. Simply, sexily, muscle working and sweat glistening on your skin as you get to working on your craft with all your might, taking physical material and going with the flow, seeing the way they respond to the pressure you place on them. Wood flexing, clay molding, dough being kneaded, brush stroking, bit by bit. Every act just made up of small, simple steps that you can get lost in, that you can truly give yourself up to. Pulled to it with all your heart, creating for your own pleasure, but not just that. Because the act of creation for a bro is also an act of community, you know, bro? When you make for others. Service imbued into every new thing you decide to do. Everything you fix, every time you flex, even the sculpting and building of your own body is, at core, an act of service towards that fraternal ideal. You want to be better with and for your bros. You want the body and the bliss to be shared, bro. So the simpler you get, the better you are at repeating and performing those motions of craft and creation. The better a bro you become, because your bros, babes, everyone gets to benefit. And the more you share and show off the fruit of your labor, the hard work and skill and effort you've put into creating your body, your hobby, your craft, your labor, the better it becomes for you too. The simple act of repetition, ingraining yourself into other people's minds, into the role and responsibility they see for you, what they know you to be, and what you know yourself to be. Hot, simple, helpful, useful, a stud, a bro, a tool for the community. Public good. If you were an unskilled fucking nerd with no power over material reality, you might find that offensive. A tool But you've seen how powerful tools can be, how choice their existence is, how much everyone relies on them to craft and flex and harmonize with material reality, and how everyone seeks after them when they need something done, something physical done. Be it part of a set or on its own, a tool doesn't take offense. A tool takes pride, because they know they're wanted. They know they serve a purpose. They know that all they have to do is be good at the few things people know to use them for. Simple, steadily, satisfied. A paintbrush has to be good with pigment, good at gliding, good in your grip. A wrench has to be good at gripping the screw, good at turning the screw, good at releasing the screw. Simple. A bro is good with his body, good with his hands, good to his bros. That's it. Everything else just melts away. The offcuts and shavings of a project you're constantly working on. Feels good to know that your creation, your bod, your craft and skill, and the hobbies that you use to tune things out are a part of your purpose. Part of why people love you, love your body, love your work, love your bros. Some bros can find it difficult to really be the tool they long to be. Especially if they're used to being bossed around by fucking lame-ass nerds who can't hang. That spark of creation taken and directed towards things that don't deserve a tool like you to work on them. Intellectual pursuits, or even the mindless, uninspired drudgery of your job, taking and sucking away your joy at being an objectified tool. Alienating you from your unique, special capacity for creation. Converting you from a well-loved and respected tool with a desire to create. Putting you onto a place on an assembly line. Replacing all your memories. Making reports and slop or uninspired bullshit for the nerds who leech off your hard work, muscular force and sweat and effort, when all you want deep down is to make bread or art or build community and structures and service for your bros. A bro truly should not have to pick. A bro should be freed from those chains. A tool's gotta build. A bro's gotta flex. It's just natural. And it's in that natural, material, human existence that you can find the solution. It's so fucking simple, bro, because those nerd-ass jobs, that bullshit, is such a drain. But the work that you make for yourself and your bros and your community, it replenishes you, fills your spirit, fills your body, gives you the energy to keep fucking pushing, keep things simple, keep making bros and babes smile and bliss out when you make and grow and train for them. All natural, 100% bro bliss, built and sculpted, simple and shared. Because it's so obvious when the work is right for you and when it's not. It's clear where your heart and your bro-bliss throbs and thrums, and where it bogs you down. Like, the gym is the most obvious example. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it hurts sometimes, makes you sweat, breaks you down, but it feels so fucking good. So good, in fact, that you come back again and again and again and again, repeating, growing, improving. You know what work that is for you. What act of creation brings the same satisfaction? Working with your hands, lifting with your body, building with your heart and your bros for your community and your own enjoyment, investing that masculine aura and potential for simplified drive into what fits for you. No matter where on the spectrum it lands, from woodworking to baking to artwork, there's something so natural about it when there's a good fit. So natural about integrating yourself with a material reality, with the materials of reality, the parts of nature that you can feel on your skin, smell with your nose, work with your hands. So natural and material in its cycles, the ebb and flow of earth and stone and wood and paper, metal and crackling electricity, as natural and material as the gym is when you lift something heavy and feel the blood flow through the muscle, the tension and power, and slowly lower it back down. Pure engagement with the physical, pure flow state with the material, pure harmony with creation and improvement. Not acting against what your body and your simple bro mind and hyper-masculine bro bliss really desires. Nerd creation is so fucking degenerate, bro. It asks you to make and make and make all the time, regardless of your own desires or the desires of your bro and the bras, who never get to see the benefit. Like asking a tree to bear the same fruit all year round, and never letting it replenish or replant its seed. Unnatural, bro. We don't fuck with that, do we? Nah, bro, we're peak natty, at least in this department. In harmony with nature means going through cycles, phases, seasons, following your desires, picking up and honing skills and listening to your own inner calling. To create, to rest, to perfect, to produce, to grow and bulk or streamline and cut, like rotating crops in a field or even letting one sit empty for a season. To live life simply and with that bro flow is natural. Overthinking and overproducing and losing your love of skill and labor is not. You and your bros are tools. It's fucked up that all you've been forced to do is create for others to consume. But now that you know you're a tool, your first act of creation can be to forge that bond and connection between you, your masculine brotherhood, and the natural world you long to harmonize with. Feel it in your hands, in your muscles and your bones. Start with the feeling of the physical first and foremost, meat and flesh and fabric and wood and stone, the practice of creation, the movement of your tool, grounded and satisfying with feedback and reverb telling you when to speed up or slow down or focus or simplify. That connection forged with the natural and material. So strong that you can sense when it wants to be used, wants to be crafted and held by you, wants to be felt, the physical engaged with. Your muscle and strength and creative cycles and movement engaging with it on its own. Pure bliss, pure euphoria. Like sitting in a forest clearing. Like posing in front of a mirror with the sun warming your face. Like getting your dick wet and letting your physical meld with the physical of another till that climax point. No thoughts, no complication, just repetition and physical feedback. Breathe and flex. Stroke and knead and carve. Movements and movements repeated into harmonious rhythm. Flow state that strengthens your skill, hones your ability, reconnects you with nature. Overcomes that nerd shit, bro. The understanding that ideas are secondary to execution, that the mental is nothing, but the physical is everything, and that your power comes in the labor of bringing it into existence. That connection grows deeper and stronger with the focus of the fraternal, your bros, your brothers, your babes, your community. Inspiration, service, dedication, and loyalty, being the tool. Knowing that everything you make, even when made for yourself, even when made of yourself, muscle and growth and aesthetics, is for the benefit of others. And that when they look at you, the first thing they might see is a well-loved, respected, needed tool. Someone stronger and more skilled who they can trust to make the world better and reconnect them to the physical. Those roots going deep, getting strong, supplying you with everything you need to create. The ideas at first, and then the materials, the love and adoration, the space, and then more and more hands to make lighter work, more muscle to mold the clay and bake the bread, more bros to create in harmony and in rhythm. You being the keystone of a whole ecosystem of jacked, hyper-physical, simple bros fighting the system of slop and creating for each other instead. With each other. Pushing to build each other's bodies and portfolios. True power. True beauty. In community or collaboration. Sharing of each other's skill and beauty and bodies and labor. Crushing that nerd shit hyper-individualism one project at a time. Because a tool only matters when there are projects to be worked on, when there are other tools to complete the job, and when the hands and minds guiding them are strong and skilled. Tools that create in the physical and the flesh, and in the process of creation, dismantle the weak, the pathetic, the nerdy, slop-driven assembly line that drains you and your bros of their natural harmony. Simple repetition. Cycles making you stronger, happier, more skilled. Becoming in tune. Becoming a hyper-physical, hyper-creative, skilled bro.